The funeral is about to begin, sir. Welcome to the world of terror.
Welcome to a preview of Now Playing's Phantasm retrospective series.
It's a dream.
No, it's not.
Hosted by Arnie.
I've been waiting for you for a very long time.
Jacob.
Welcome home, boy.
And Stuart.
You have no one but me.
As our thank you for your support of Now Playing, our hosts will be watching and reviewing all the Phantasm films.
You think that when you die, you go to heaven. You come to us.
These podcasts contain detailed plot spoilers and harsh language.
This won't hurt a bit.
Well, maybe just a little bit.
Listener discretion is advised.
It's time now, boy. And so it begins.
Hello, Now Playing listeners, and we hope you are ready to celebrate International Podcast Day. That's right, Friday, September 29th is International Podcast Day, and we at Now Playing have quite a bit to celebrate. First of all, this is our 10th year of podcasting, and we have had about 7 years of weekly podcasting, a huge number of weeks where we've never missed releasing a show on Tuesday, plus a ton of bonus releases, and we still have as much fun doing this show now as we did when we did our Friday the 13th retrospective series, our very first retrospective, way back in 2009. And the reason we're still able to podcast 10 years strong when so many other shows don't make the double-digit years is because of our listeners, and thank you to all of our listeners, especially the donors who are able to keep this show going so strong and paying for our server upgrades, paying for our equipment upgrades that make us sound so much better now than we did 10 years ago. You know, the shows we put out for free on Tuesdays for all of our listeners aren't free for us to make. Not only do we have the one-time expenses of equipment and software, and then the recurring expenses of movie tickets and sometimes travel to movies, but then we have a large team doing graphic design, editing, website design. Without that team, there's no way we'd be able to put out this show weekly, and there's money that is involved in website design and website upgrades and things like that. And it's because of our listeners. We are a crowd-funded show that we're able to do that. And we are in our fall donation drive where we are asking listeners to, if you enjoy the show, help support the show. Just put a little tip in the tip jar. And depending how much that tip is, we say thank you with bonus exclusive podcasts. Today, going out to people who are donating $10 or more in our fall donation drive, our Phantasm retrospective series. This time, it is a review of Phantasm 2, the biggest budgeted of the Phantasm films produced and released by Universal in the 80s. Here's a clip from that review.
And then he is found by Reggie,
who just shows up,
who is there to take him back to his regular home where he has a wife and children and family members.
Does he? I know there's family members. He says Aunt so-and-so is really looking forward to see you, and little so-and-so is really happy to see her Uncle Mike.
Right.
So I took that on my first viewing as Reggie has had a life in these 8 years. He got married and has a daughter.
Yeah.
He's not wearing a wedding ring.
Well, it's Reggie.
Well, you see how Reggie rolls in this. I mean, he's a real swinger.
Yeah, a couple of hitchhikers he might run into. He got to keep it in on the down low.
I'm just not sure if the people who came are extended family who was staying with him, or if he has a wife and kid, because I really would think that if your wife and child died, you'd get a little bit more of an emotional reaction than we get out of Reggie in this film.
Yes, it's one of my many problems with the characterization and performance of Reggie by Reggie Bannister, is that this is just swept under the rug.
I don't know if that's Reggie's fault. I mean, we're still in the first 15 minutes of this film. A lot is going on. That's the script. Reggie's got no time to emote.
So you're saying that the first house never exploded, because there is a weird line by Reggie about, oh yeah, the way I was supposedly blew up the house. Because Reggie, if he saw the tall man, saw the Jawas and blew up a house, Reggie should be completely on Mike's side when Mike's digging up these corpses. Reggie isn't, leading me to question, so what the fuck really happened at all in that first film? If we had a dream inside of a dream, like Jacob said, Inception. And so when he woke up from the dream and was comforted by Reggie, that's still a dream in which the Jawas come and the tall man comes. Then what was real? What happened to get him institutionalized?
Yeah, it would have been helpful if we just see Mike going crazy and blow up the house saying the tall man's after him. Reggie doesn't see any of that. And Reggie is the one who put a 5150 on him.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways to play it. Again, why did we need to go back to the original characters at all? Couldn't we have gotten more photogenic, better acting, more compelling horror movie leads? Certainly would be helpful, I think, at this point. I would think that Universal Studios would assume audiences don't know the original movie. So they're trying to tell them the original movie at the same time that they're twisting things to a way that allows them to bring in Kristen. Because as you pointed out, there's this Liz character. I'm going to call her Kristen, named after Patricia Arquette's character from Dream Warriors, who, yes, has psychically giving us all the backstory because it makes it convenient to do so.
One thing that I really will fault this movie with is...
One thing?
When Reggie's house explodes, again, good explosion, same explosion as last time, there's people in the house. We never see them. This is a Universal picture. Now, what I read was this was the lowest budgeted Universal picture of all the 1980s, but it's still a Universal picture. Give us a scene of Reggie with those people so we can feel it when they die. So I'm not sitting here like, is he married? Isn't he married? Did his child just die in that house? I don't know.
Arnie, you do get a shot of Reggie's true love. You talked about that Barracuda and they loved getting that. I mean, you get a close-up of the Hemi-Cuda shot. That car is his love. Kids could die, the wife could die. He saved that car. I think this film is like some tax scheme so they could just get a free Barracuda.
Don't think you're wrong. I mean, but yes, that is proof that Jody lived at one point, because that was Jody's car in the first film. Reggie's like, if I take care of your brother, do I get the car?
I want to know what happened to the poodle. There's a shot of Mike holding a Polaroid.
Yes!
With the brother looking real cool.
With his guitar and the dog, yeah.
Yeah, well, I want that dog explained as well. But again, it doesn't matter because Universal is essentially flushing the original movie as it's paving the way for Liz to take over the series. It's really her movie for the first half. And then we just have these guys sort of cut in between on the road doing whatever they're doing.
Which I'm kind of bummed because this hasn't been great, but when that house blows up and Reggie's like, okay, I'm on board, no mourning at all, they break into a hardware store, steal the guns, make a flamethrower, make a quad shotgun. I'm like, oh, this is really going Evil Dead 2 Army of Darkness crazy.
Yeah, I thought the exact same thing. I thought they'd grab a chainsaw here. There is a chainsaw later on in the film, and the quad barrel shotgun that is a sawed-off shotgun at an angle...
I don't know what that does.
I don't know how you wire a two hammers to one trigger, or maybe it's four hammers to one trigger, but that is a cool looking thing that shoots four freaking shotgun shells all at once. Mike, I feel scared for James LeGros running around here. He's got to wear safety masks because he really has a flamethrower. And Reggie... his ice cream shop must have paid off in those years because he leaves a stack of C-notes on the register. Where did he get that money?
Well, they just want to tell us that these guys aren't thieves. We are to like them. They may be breaking in after hours, but they're going to pay what this equipment is worth.
It could have been the life insurance policy for his wife and kids.
That's true.
Yeah.
If you'd like to hear the rest of that review and the entire Phantasm retrospective series, boy... then head to nowplayingpodcast.com and click the banner at the top. You can also find out details about the Hellraiser retrospective series, available to those who donate $25 or more. That's right, we're doing all 9 Trips to Hell that have been released. And if they can get that 10th film out, Judgment, in time, we'll do it for this series. If not, whenever they release Judgment, anyone who donates for our fall donation drive will get that review upon the movie's release. If you donate $35 or more, you get Phantasm, Hellraiser, and Jeepers Creepers. Jeepers Creepers 3 went to theaters last Tuesday for one night event, and it sold out across the country. So they're bringing it back for another night on October 4th. If you didn't see Jeepers Creepers 3 in theaters then, you can see it October 4th, or it will be released on video a little later this year. And if you didn't get our Child's Play retrospective, our very first bonus thank you retrospective, well, with Cult of Chucky being released, we are bringing that one back as part of our donation drive at the playing level. So for $45 or more, you get Phantasm, Hellraiser, Jeepers Creepers, and all of the Child's Play podcasts. The first 6 Child's Play podcasts are available now from when we did them in the past. And when Cult of Chucky comes out, we will be adding that to the series. In addition to all of this, the ebook of Now Playing Underrated Movies We Recommend is complete and ready and going out to those who have purchased it. If you didn't get your email yet and you kickstarted the project or you purchased it, you will be getting that email in the coming week. And if you want to read 125 movie reviews by Jacob Stewart, Marjorie, and I, 375 movie reviews of 125 movies, keeping the Now Playing format going strong of 3 people reviewing each movie, head to nowplayingpodcast.com/book. You can get the book in hardcover or hardcover, audiobook, and ebook. And if you pre-order before the hardcovers arrive, you get it signed by all 4 of us. And that book does have an introduction by horror master John Carpenter. So very excited to be getting that out to Now Playing fans. Thank you to everyone who supports our show. Thank you to everyone who listens to our show. We hope you enjoy the Phantasm Retrospective series. We'll be back on Totally Free Tuesday with Death Wish 2.
Good game, boy. But the game is finished. Now you die.
Support from listeners like you is what keeps Now Playing able to podcast week after week.
I have plans to make things better for everyone. Just stay out of my way. Let the plan complete itself.
Now Playing is produced and edited by Artie Carvalho.
Cut me down, boy!
The film discussed in this podcast and all audio clips and music used are the property of their respective copyright holders, and no infringement is intended. This podcast has not been prepared, approved, or licensed by any entity that created or produced the well-known Phantasm films. Now Playing is an independent movie review podcast with no affiliation with any company involved in the publishing, creating, or distribution of that film series.
Use your brain, boy.
The opinions expressed on Now Playing are those of the individual hosts and may not reflect the opinion of Venganza Media Incorporated.
You brought this on yourself. You were an unwanted pawn in the game. Your tenacity has amused me, and I've enjoyed your despair. But my use for you is at an end, or not even real. You're my bad dream.
Now Playing is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2017. All rights reserved. And no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
It's all over.
It's never over.